The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Here is a question that I received about evasion. So we all like it when we're talking to someone and they focus on what we're saying, and we don't like it when they push our thoughts out of that, when they go, nah, 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 I don't want to hear you. Well, many times we evade within our own mind. It's not with someone else. So here's a question about pushing important information out of your mind. It's the refusal to face important facts, relevant facts in your life. This is from Sari. Hello, Dr. Kenner. I am ignorant about the word evasion. I don't know if it's healthy to evade or not. Take the example. This is, you know, Sari is going to give us two examples. This is what she thinks is an evasion. See what you think. Take the example of a woman. Her husband died, and a few days after he dies, she's watching a comedy show, and in that moment, she stops crying, and she's laughing as if nothing had been wrong, as if her husband had not just died. Those emotions of grief have disappeared. Now, I want to just stop on that example, Sari, because when you go through the grief process, It doesn't mean that you are grieving 24/7. And people grieve very differently. If somebody has been ill for a very long time and they die, many times people aren't that sad. They've gone through what's called anticipatory grief. When the person, let's say a person gets a cancer and for the last 5 years they've been dying, the whole family has seen them decline. They've already thought, cried, they've already mentally adjusted to the fact, the reality that the person will soon die. And so when the person actually dies, sometimes it's sad, but it's not that intense sadness of someone dying that suddenly and you don't expect it, and they've gone from healthy to, you know, being in a car accident and then they die. So sometimes people are relieved. But if she was very sad, let's take the case of this woman. She is very sad. Her husband died, and then she watches a comedy. It is perfectly proper to take psychological breaks from grieving.
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
It is perfectly proper to take psychological breaks from grieving. Grief work is called work because you do need to process the loss. What did that person mean to you? What did her husband mean to her? She won't be with him anymore. Were there unresolved issues with him? She needs to do all of that hard thinking to get some mental closure for herself. So given that, it's perfectly fine to watch a comedy movie and then she may be sad again. So that is not evasion. Now, here is your second example. Again, this is a question on evasion. What is evasion? Let me first give you a definition, then I'll jump into the second example, which is a great example of evasion. This is a quote from my favorite book, Atlas Shrugged, and that was written by Ayn Rand, and she talks about evasion. Evasion is, quote, the act of blanking out, the willful suspension of one's consciousness, the refusal to think, not blindness, but the refusal to see, not ignorance, but the refusal to know, unquote. So here is the example. Take the example of a person who has to pay bills, which he knows are pressing, and he just turns on the TV to watch a tennis match. He doesn't want to have to think about paying the bills. So is that healthy? The answer is absolutely not. Let's say it's urgent that he needs to pay the bills. They need to get in the mail by 5 o'clock tonight. The tennis match is on now, and he has a choice. He can either watch the tennis match or tape it for later and pay the bills now. He needs to pay the bills now. The more he is focused, the better. So it is very important for you to know what evasion is, because if you're putting stuff out of your mind that you know is important and just acting short range, I want to watch the tennis match, so I'll watch it. That's not good. Or I want to have an affair. Who cares what my husband or wife thinks? Or who cares what the effect is on the kids? I don't want to think about it. I just want to sleep with this man right now or this gal right now. That is evasion. You don't want to push those thoughts out of awareness. You want to tend to them, because otherwise that affair that you have, even though it might give you pleasure short range, will turn around and bite you. Reality, you can't win. You can't run from reality. Evasion is putting important facts of reality out of awareness, and they will always come back to haunt you or bite you.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com, and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Dr. Ellen Kenner.
If you're prone to expressing anger during an argument, a more effective way to argue is to do so on paper. If you're prone to angry outbursts, try writing a note to your partner, being careful to limit your frustration to the current issue. Keep the note short, a paragraph or two. Here's what Aaron might write. I'm angry that you spent money on clothes when we need that money to pay for the rent. We agreed to keep to our budget. He could leave the note on the kitchen table. Jane may then respond on paper. I feel so bad that I ignored our budget. I bought the outfits on a whim. I'll return them tomorrow. Sometimes writing down your thoughts allows you time to express yourself assertively and helps break a pattern of face-to-face, heated, destructive arguments.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.